Amazon is spending $700 million to retrain a third of its workforce.
This is a really tight labor market, and Amazon, like a number of employers, wants to do all it can to help its existing workforce take on new roles, take on more advanced roles within the company, just because it's really hard to hire right now.
Plus, a compensation fund leaves clergy sex abuse victims with a difficult choice. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to those stories, here are some other top headlines this Thursday. We've been reporting on the battle over the Trump administration's efforts to add a citizenship question to the U.S. Census. The president is planning an announcement on the matter later today. We'll have all the latest information available on our website at WSJ.com and on the WSJ app. The administration has been looking for ways to legally add the question to the census after the U.S. Supreme Court halted its efforts last month. Wall Street Journal reporter Brent Kendall brings us up to speed.
The court didn't foreclose the administration from asking the citizenship question if they could come up with a viable rationale that they could support in a honest and reasoned way. And so the administration in the last week or two has been trying to come up with a way to do that. They've also been fighting the clock because the government had represented to multiple courts that they needed to get the census finalized by July 1st. So we've had several factors just moving almost by the hour.
And again, for more on this story, head to our website, WSJ.com or the WSJ app. The Dow crossed 27,000 for the first time on Thursday, lifted by a rally in the healthcare sector. The Wall Street Journal's Mike Wursthorn has more.
The Trump administration's decision to abandon a plan to curb drug rebates sent shares of UnitedHealth and several other healthcare companies higher on Thursday. Those gains pushed the Dow Jones Industrial Average above 27,000 a first time. While that milestone isn't incredibly significant for, say, the market itself, it still was a firm reminder to investors that stocks have come a long way from the volatility that plagued markets at the end of last year that we're hitting these new records now.
While the Dow and the S&P 500 ended the day with gains, the Nasdaq was slightly down. The House Judiciary Committee voted on Thursday to authorize additional subpoenas to a dozen people connected to President Trump, including his son-in-law Jared Kushner and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Lawmakers are looking into a range of issues, including possible obstruction of justice and the administration's immigration policies. The president has called the investigations unnecessary and an attempt to redo former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell wrapped up a second day of testimony on Capitol Hill on Thursday, again signaling that the central bank could move to cut interest rates.
The bottom line is the economy is in a very good place, and we want to use our tools to keep it there. It's very important that this expansion continue as long as possible.
Powell had said on Wednesday that the nation's economic outlook hasn't improved since the central bank's June meeting amid uncertainties including trade and weakness in the U.S. housing and manufacturing sectors. The Fed's next policy meeting is July 30th and 31st. Amazon is investing $700 million to retrain a third of its U.S. workforce, some 100,000 employees, by the year 2025. Joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. So, Chip, what's prompting Amazon to take this step now?
So this is a really tight labor market, and Amazon, like a number of employers, wants to do all it can to help its existing workforce take on new roles, take on more advanced roles within the company, just because it's really hard to hire right now.
And we're seeing this in the water market as well, right, as other companies look to retrain and have their workers be able to step in different roles.
We are. We're seeing companies like Accenture and JP Morgan Chase and others all kind of embarking on different retraining efforts. And what's interesting here with what Amazon is doing is that it's both for kind of hourly positions and more advanced ones. So, for example, if you work in a fulfillment center, you can get trained to become an IT support technician, helping to fix the machines that are running a lot of the facilities. But also, if you're a software engineer, very much an in-demand job right now, you can get trained, take courses in machine learning, kind of help grow your skills there. So it's the kind of breadth of what Amazon is doing, I think, is significant. But I think it's also worth noting that not all retraining efforts work, that there are some pitfalls to this. Not all people are kind of equipped to take on different jobs, take on much different jobs than what they might be doing right now. So some of the kind of prospects for this are uncertain.
Chip, what details can you tell us about how exactly this is going to work at Amazon?
Well, this is voluntary for Amazon's employees. And so for the most part, employees will not have to pay anything to take these programs. And most of these courses are taught by existing Amazon employees. So if you're taking courses in machine learning, those are taught by 400 Amazon employees, some of whom are former university professors who just miss teaching. And so, you know, you don't have to do this. Amazon is not saying, hey, you have to retrain, but certainly the option is there for those who want to kind of take on new roles or different jobs in the future.
What are some of the challenges that Amazon is anticipating could come out of this?
Amazon itself, I think, is pretty optimistic about this. But, you know, talking to experts who have studied this for years, I mean, it's just oftentimes tricky to kind of anticipate what might come up over an extended period of time when you're retraining for a job that's much different than what you've done in the past. Experts will say they, in many ways, applaud this because it's easier to retrain someone in an existing job than it is if they're out of work and maybe kind of going through a difficult layoff and trying to kind of figure out what they might do next.
Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And now, a story about the child sex abuse scandal facing the Catholic Church. Last year, a Pennsylvania grand jury report alleged the church covered up the abuse of more than 1,000 children by more than 300 priests over the course of 70 years. The Diocese of Scranton has since set up a victims' compensation fund. Lawyer Kevin Quinn, who is representing some of the alleged victims, explains how it works.
A victim comes forward, explains what had happened to them, and there's a determination made by the administrators as to whether or not the claim is credible, and if so, whether or not that victim is entitled to any compensation. There is no review process. It's a final decision. This is, if you're going to get something, this is what you're going to get.
Jimmy Pliska says he was sexually assaulted by his local parish priest 40 years ago. That's past Pennsylvania's statute of limitations, preventing him from bringing his case to court. But he says the compensation fund leaves him with an agonizing choice.
It's not so much about the compensation. It's about never, ever happening to another child again. It was a crime that happened to us. Since when should the church be allowed to handle criminal cases? Why isn't it in front of the judicial system, as it should be?
Alleged victims have until July 31st to decide whether they'll seek compensation. They must also agree not to sue the church. In a statement to the Wall Street Journal, the Diocese of Scranton said the fund is, quote, about providing immediate financial assistance to people who have suffered horrible cases of abuse, and acknowledged that the voluntary program is not for everyone. For more, we hope you'll head to our website, where you can find a story and video on this topic. We'd also like to hear from you. How should the Catholic Church make amends for alleged abuse by its clergy? Let us know what you think with a comment on our website. That's what's news for this Thursday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.